Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. If transgenders are allowed to serve in the U.S. military, there is no evidence as to how they would contribute to the readiness of the United States military. That's the headline. In one moment, Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon will come to this microphone to explain this vital decision from the Pentagon.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to us first of all, what about the Secretary of Defense? And has Jim Mattis made a decision and made it public yet?
It would appear as if there's been a review board that has not been released and that Mr. Mattis has seen it, and the report has gone to the White House. And what he would appear to recommend, if the reports are correct, is that Mr. Mattis is supporting the continuation of service by transgenders. Now, of course, these are people that are diagnosed with a gender dysphoria. Basically, they believe that they're of the other gender. They're DNA deniers, is what I like to call them. It's a problem for the U.S. military for a number of reasons. One, it is an expense. Some people have gone in and had a surgical procedure, and then once they've gone through the surgical procedure, they have to, for the balance of their life, go through hormonal treatments because they have to continue to confuse their biology as to what they really are. Now, then that's just part of it. The other part is the readiness issue. Of course, being one of the authors of Don't Ask, Don't Tell back in 93, I told Congress that this was a political agenda by the left, by the radical homosexual community, that, one, they wanted so-called homosexual marriage, they wanted so-called moral equivalency with heterosexuality, and, of course, they wanted things like transgender people to be able to serve along with the homosexual, lesbian, homosexual, gay men, and the like, bisexuals. But there's no evidence as to how they would contribute to readiness, which is the ludicrous argument that I'm hearing from the Mattis people.
Colonel Bob McGinnis, with thoughts on the capability of transgenders who might serve in the United States military. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The question of homosexuals, lesbians, and transgenders serving in the U.S. military is one that the Secretary of Defense is working through right now, knowing that the President is awaiting his recommendation. This decision will most likely split our nation as to whose side is correct. However, a look at the Bible has a direct answer. Romans chapter 1 reveals that sodomites are condemned for their sexual activity. The sodomite is not condemned, but sodomy, the sexual perversion, is condemned. Our world today is confused about this issue because of a failure to approach God's word for the answer. In fact, that's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verses 28 to 30. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...